What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome to
Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey everyone, just got done, took off early today and went and took Nora to a little gym, which was so stinking fun. She's so cute. And now heading back to the office to go get some stuff done. But just grateful today for being an entrepreneur and having the ability just to like take off and go to my daughter's little gym thing and have fun with her and not have to like worry about anything. So one of the hidden benefits of being an entrepreneur, right? All right, so I want to talk to you guys today. So and this is something that we have been talking about a lot recently, probably because we're in the middle of it in our company, but it's like getting the systemization in, right? So the first time I ever heard about systems was I read the book E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And I remember it was probably 12 years ago or something. And at the time I started my business and I had like learned how to do everything, right? Because I didn't have any money. Outside of programming, I never learned programming. So I hired this guy named Dorel in Romania who still works for me to this day. And so he did all the programming stuff, but I had to figure out everything else because I didn't have any skills. So I had to learn how to do write copy. I didn't do images either. I hired images, but I learned all these different pieces like to marketing and traffic and sales and it sucks when you first get started because it's just you and you don't have any capital or money. So it's like, you have to like get really talented. And I think that's one of the big reasons why, if you heard the intro of the show, I make fun of people who take on VC money because I feel like they don't have to learn any of the stuff. They just like cheat. They get a bunch of money, they hire people, and there's never anyone on the team that actually has the skill set to run the show. Like, there's got to be someone who has done everything once, or else it's hard to like, I don't know. That's just my thoughts, my feelings. So I was doing everything from writing copy, doing customer support, driving traffic, doing sales, project management, everything. It was just me, right? And Dorel, and then someone, I think it was Telman Knudsen or someone at an event mentioned this book called The E-Myth, and I thought, oh, it's like the internet market. I thought E was like internet or email, I don't know. So I remember we're going on a trip down to Lake Powell, my wife and I, and so we're heading out, we swing by Barnes & Noble, I go in the bookstore, the business section, there's a book called The E-Myth. I'm like, this is the one that I'm talking about. So I bought it, jump in the car, ride, drive, you know, 12 hours down to Lake Powell, Utah. Jump on a houseboat, go in the middle of the boat, pull out my new book to learn about internet marketing, and I start reading. It has nothing to do with internet marketing. I was kind of disappointed at first, but I had nothing else to read, so I kept reading this thing, and it was all about systemization. It talked about how most entrepreneurs feel, or like they're juggling this thing and this thing, and they're juggling like 10 different plates, right? You're trying to keep them all whole up top, because you know if one of them falls, the whole thing's going to collapse. You talked about basically going in there, and like each of these things you're spinning, it's like, create a system around it, plug some of that system, and then run with it. And then doing that through all the different things until eventually you've got things systemized. And that was kind of the gist. And I've never gone super deep with Michael Gerber stuff outside of that. And I know I have a couple friends who disagree with what he says, but conceptually it was like, this is brilliant. Like, build systems to replace the things that I'm doing. And I honestly struggled with that for a long time. I think most entrepreneurs do, because I think this is the whole point of this podcast. I think I know why, now that we're doing it the right way. I think the reason why is because you as the entrepreneur who had to figure out all this crap ahead of time, you had to figure out how to do all these things. Like, you're taking on like 20 or 30 different skill sets initially that you have to learn to be able to launch a business, right? Which is hard. And some things you're really good at, some things you are horrible at, but you had to figure out how to do it because there's no one else doing it, right? Like, I had to learn how to write copy because I remember someone explained it to me one time, and I was like, oh, that sounds horrible. Like, I hate writing. And they're like, well, you could hire them, but they're really expensive. And I didn't know how to hire. So I went, and the only person I really knew at the time who considered himself a copywriter was Joe Vitale. And I went to his site, and he was charging like $6 a word for email copy. And I was like, $6 a word? Like, even the little words? Like, and the? And I was like, I guess I got to learn this crap. So I had to buy books and study and practice and read and learn. And like, it was painful, but I had to do it because there's no one else that could do it at the time, right? So then we get this point where we start trying to systemize things. We start bringing people in. And I think the biggest problem most of us have is we assume that the people that we're bringing in will have all the skills that we've acquired to get this thing off the ground. And I think that's where I've always been frustrated. Like, I bring people in and I'm like, God, like, you can't do this. Like, like, yeah, you're good at this one part, but you're horrible at all these other things. And it's like, we try to find rock stars to replace us, which is like not easy at all. And what I've been learning through this new process, the systemization we've been doing with James P. Frill, is it's less about that, more like figuring out all the pieces, and then bringing people that are just amazing at that one piece. And so what's going to be weird is like, how do I say this the right way? Because I don't want to make it sound offensive, because it's not, even a little bit. I feel like for me and for most entrepreneurs, like, we probably get to like level 6 or 7 skill set at a whole bunch of things, right? That gets this idea off the ground, right? And so that's kind of where we're at. And the goal is not to bring in someone that's the same thing. It's like picking each one of those skill sets that you're 6 at. You take that apart and you find 10 level person and plug them into just that one thing. And so the problem with that in our minds as entrepreneurs, I know how we all think, is like, you're saying it's gonna take 10 people to replace what I'm already doing? And it's like, well, yes, but those 10 people will be able to do level 10 of what you're doing, not level 4, you know, 5 or 6, whatever you're doing right now. And so it actually becomes better, but it takes more people to do it, because there's not anyone who's going to write copy and do customer support, right? Even though you had to do that, like, they're not going to do it. You got to find like level 10 support person, level 10 copy person, level 10 funnel person, and level 10 designer, and like all those pieces, and you plug them in and be okay with the fact that they're not going to do all the stuff you did. They're just going to do that one piece, but they're going to do it way better than you. And if you try to give them 2 things or 3 things, they're going to suck at all of it, and they're going to do way worse, and you're going to get frustrated and annoyed and fired them, right? But it's like understanding that like their level 10 skill set is going to replace your 6, and now you get 10 people, and all of a sudden, like, now it becomes magic. Like, I'm looking at this happening right now in my business. I've had an amazing team, and I've been building this team for a long time, and it's been good, but as we're specifically trying to replace me out of things that I currently do, which I do a lot of things. I still do a lot of things. And it's like, I'm trying to now pull myself out of those pieces, and it's like, it's been scary, but I'm trying to find level 10 people each spot, plug them in, and now it's like, man, they take my, like, what I did and make it better. And I think that most of the entrepreneurs are probably level 10 at one thing. Like, I would say I'm level 10 at one thing, so I'm keeping that piece because I love it, but the rest of it, I'm getting other people. And anyway, so I hope that gives you hope, because I know that as I systemized stuff in the past, I'd always get frustrated because I think I would try to give people 3 or 4 things. Like, hey, you're going to write copy and do this and do this. And they can do 1 or 2, but then the other ones make them struggle. And just, they never were able to be rock stars, and it was by fault. I didn't let them shine. Whereas now, with stepping away from this and just realizing, look, like, just have them focus on that one thing. Just because you did 10 doesn't mean they should be. In fact, if they do, it's going to hurt themselves and you and everyone. Like, I think that's part of the problem, not the problem, part of the, I guess, the opportunity of entrepreneurship. Is we have to master 10 things to get this thing into orbit. As soon as you get about $1 million, now it's like, okay, now I just bought my freedom. Now it's time to take this cash and replace myself with level 10 people. And yeah. And at first it's going to be scary, because you're going to spend all your cash on these level 10 people. But if you get level 10 people, then the cash will dramatically increase. And if the cash does not dramatically increase, it means you didn't find the level 10s. So anyway, I hope that helps. It was kind of a big aha for me recently. Just watching, it's like, I went to go with Nora and I did a little meeting with my team. I'm looking at, like, okay, that's the person who replaced this part of me, and that person plays that part of me, and that part of me. I look at all these things, and I'm like, all of them are better at those things than I am. And this is so great. And I can go play with my daughter now, and they're doing their piece of brilliance, and I can go spend time with my daughter. Pretty special, pretty cool. That's the goal. At least that's been the goal for me, and I'm finally getting there. And I hope that gives you guys some faith and some hope, especially those who have tried to systemize and tried to replace yourself and have tried to hire people and have been frustrated. I get it. And maybe this little piece that I got over the last day or two will help you as well. So hope that helps. Let me get back in there and build some funnels. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.